It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 188. God, that's how many keys are in a piano.
Yeah, the piano.
Well, actually, no, sorry. There's the 88 that are on it, and then there's 100
Everyone
that
knows the hidden ones inside.
You need the 100 keys inside there to do anything. What do you think the outside keys are doing without the inside keys?
Yeah, you really... It's mostly, listing them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in one number. It's in the computer.
Most people have never taken apart their pianos, but...
Yeah.
It definitely turns out... How's it going?
Pretty good. Better than the last couple days.
Oh, yeah. How's your hand?
Late. Oh, yeah. Got my cast off. Cast off this cast. I was just going to tell you that I made the mistake of trying to put my wedding ring back on, because I kind of like you, where I couldn't stand putting anything on my
hand. The obvious punchline is it has nothing to do with your broken hand. It's just about your marriage.
I finally, got my... pride to back up to.
You made the mistake of trying to put your wedding ring back on, and then instantly you weren't getting hit on by chicks over and over.
Yeah. I had that sweet spot with no cast and no wedding ring where it was just insane. Just girls everywhere. But now I'm.
Yeah. Not cast. To mention your podcast fame. So.
Yeah. But no, I feel uncomfortable without it because I've had it on for whatever, 18 years or whatever it's been. Is it? No, 13 years? 13 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So. But I put it on, but my fingers are still swollen, and I got it on, and now I can't get it off, and it's strangling my finger. And I'm cutting my finger off. It's driving me nuts.
That is my nightmare. That's why I'm never not one of many reasons I don't wear my wedding ring. That's a good.
I'm gonna have to go into the bathroom after this and like soap it all up and see if I can even get the fucking thing off.
Ugh. Anyway,
but I don't have a cast, and I got the cast off about a week ago, and
we talked about it. But what about you doing the splint? Thing?
No, okay. Just not wearing
Fuck it.
I don't care. Stupid.
How many re-breaks of your hand have you had?
None. Yeah, somehow none. I did hit my right hand really hard on something today, and I thought, oh, wow, that'd be really bad if that was my left hand. It would be like excruciatingly painful. And I just thought, like, I'll just make sure and not do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, that sounds good. But it's
way better than even a week ago.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How soon are we golfing? Never.
Well, my back hurts again. So
everything burned down. So there's nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you play? Can you play golf in just ashes? Is that a?
Yeah.
I guess everything would be like a bunker.
It's the ball doesn't make that nice noise when it goes in the cup. It just makes a fluffy ashy noise. But everything else.
Yeah. Topic one: the fucking smoke. I can't stop talking about it to anything at any time to any person. I don't know if you, like, seriously, people who don't live in California right now, and probably, I guess, in Central California or anywhere near these fires, it's unbelievable. I don't get it. It was bad a week ago, and I was like, oh, there's fires, and, it's like, it's essentially like it's a cloudy day, but it's actually not. I think that's what it looked like. Now we're in a fire. It's just, the smoke is unbelievable. How long can we survive? Like, is there... I don't know any of the science. I feel like we should be dead soon.
As long as you don't go outside, probably fine.
Yeah. That's my next thing. I mean, I guess this is kind of obvious, but like when I saw this article that was like, oh, stay indoors. I'm always like, do houses create clean oxygen or something? Like, I don't think that the filters work on smoke, but I guess there's enough like, oxygen hanging out in your house that it's okay. I don't even get how that, because okay, let me introduce another fact to the fact pattern here. It's 1,000 degrees, so my AC is running 24/7. So like, there's no way, you know, there's no way the air in here is better. I just think it doesn't
look smoky in there.
What's that?
Is it smoky in your house?
Well, I think this is the kind of thing where there's not enough air to see. You know what I mean? Like, it's not dense enough or something. I feel like it's got to be just about as shitty in here as it is out there.
I don't think so.
Well, outside, you don't see smoke at eye level. You know, like, how would we know? You only see, I mean, it's getting close to eye level, but there's a shitload of smoke.
Yeah, it's like forehead level.
Yeah, it's like 20 feet in the air. And inside, I feel like you don't have that. I don't know. Maybe this is nonsense, but it doesn't seem like it would do that much.
I know what you mean, though. Yeah, I think it does. It might do just the difference between it being unhealthy and not that unhealthy. But I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, like, how much air? Any scientists out there? How much air do I have in my house? Just tell. Give me a basic. You know, like, I'm curious now. Should I be stockpiling air in case of the great air wars? Like, how long could I sort of seal off my house? How long could we breathe in it? I'm really curious.
Yeah, I wonder how long it takes for your air conditioner to cycle, because it pulls air from the inside of your house.
So no, I know, but I'm saying, oh, that's pulling. True, yeah. But well, yeah. But there's the giant fan that I can see outside where it pulls the air. Or is that just to get, like, the pressure or something?
Yeah, no, that's a prop. It doesn't really do anything.
Oh, so you're saying it's more, it, like, recycles the air.
It does, yeah.
But you got to get a certain amount of new oxygen in there, right? Anyway, my point is, this would be a good trivia tiebreaker question, because if the answer of, okay, if your house got sealed off in plastic, how long could you survive?
Yeah,
I would accept 2 minutes and 47 days. I have no fucking idea. Yeah. No idea.
Yeah, because whenever there's movies where they're like running out of air in a spaceship or something, you always think, like, is that really... like, does it really only last that long? But
well,
there are,
it's
like...
it's the carbon dioxide that kills you or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you breathe out and then
that'll kill you.
Yeah.
That shit will kill you. Yeah, you don't really run out of air. It's just, polluted with carbon dioxide. But no one ever has that problem in their house unless there's, like, a, you know, carbon dioxide leak or something. It's not like, you know, people stay indoors forever. They don't even open a window.
You're getting some sort of cycling of air. But I really want to know, like, how? I wonder how long. I mean, based on, like, how many
cubits are there?
Well, cubits are the stupid, the Bible unit that everything is, where when they're like,
I haven't bought a Bible for a while. So.
Yeah. Well, you haven't built an ark. And by ark, I don't actually mean Noah's Ark. It's the stupid fucking Ark of the Covenant thing. When I read the Bible, pages and pages of 12 cubits by 1 cubit. But anyway,
Is the Ark of... how are they both arks?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what one... what is the Ark of the Covenant? I don't even know what that is.
Is the Ark of the Covenant with a C? Let me think. Ark of...
I don't know. Covenant. I never knew what that was.
So the Ark of the... oh, no, it isn't with a C. Yeah, they're both spelled the same. I don't know.
Is it a big ship with animals in it? It's just a covenant?
I love that the top question on Google is, where is the Ark of the Covenant at? No. Yeah. And it's also, where's it at? Like, people are,
where is that?
People are just like, hey, where's that at? Like, the Ark of the Covenant is like just this stupid worshipy thing. Like, it's like, it's almost like a portable.
Yeah. Like a
closet-y,
bar, like a mini bar.
Yeah. Yeah, like, except there's just delicious, like, spirit food. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to make a joke. There's really, God is in there. You get a swig, just delicious swig of God.
Is it the thing with the poles? Like the four
poles? It is
poles?
The thing with the poles to carry, carry it around. But there's also, like, curtains involved. I remember.
What's behind the curtains?
The Ark of the Covenant picture, I don't know that it's entirely what's in the Bible that I had to read the entirety of, because there's curtains for like a worship area and like a, so I don't know, who knows, but anyway, that's the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah, it was confusing to me as well. And then the Ark is just, you know, obviously a fucking ship that fit all of every animal in the entire world easily. But what the hell was I saying? Yeah, cubits. Anyway, I want to know, how long could I survive in my house with just that oxygen? Somebody tell me.
Yeah. Man, that actually kind of segues into my only real big... well, I have a bunch of stuff, but I have to. There's one thing I have to talk about before we go any further.
Sure.
If you don't mind. I almost burned our house down yesterday. Oh, like, not even joking.
Jesus.
It's one of the scariest things I've ever experienced. Maybe the scariest thing I've ever experienced. I can't believe I'm pretty much over it now. I thought I was never going to get over it. Yeah. I was outside and my wife was like, can you turn on the barbecue, you know, get it going or whatever. I was like, all right, cool. So I turned it on everything and I was getting the heat up and I noticed it was just like super greasy. Like we've had this barbecue for like, I don't know, 20 years. And I was thinking like, oh, I'll just burn some of the grease off. Cause I do, you know, you do that, like heat it up and it kind of burns off the grill, gets all nice and clean. And then I noticed, cause I'd been gone for a week, that the pool was all fucked. Like the pool thing was all messed up. The little basket was off and there's leaves stuck everywhere. So I started messing around with the pool, getting ready to yell at my family for not, it's like, if I leave, they just can't, the pool will just explode. Cause they just can't even take the leaf basket out and empty it, put it back in. Wow. Can't do it. So it was all off to the side and there's no water going through the thing into the pump. And I was like, how is the pump not exploded or dried, you know, dried out and exploded.
So thousands of dollars of damage.
Yeah. I was messing around with that and going back and forth to where the pump is and like cleaning that out. And I noticed like, oh shit, there's a lot of smoke coming out of the barbecue and I better like, you know, whatever, look at it. And I looked at it and it was like, yeah, there was a fire in there on the bottom, you know, the grease was going. I was like, oh, that's good. Getting a lot of this grease out of here. And then I just for 1 second did the same thing where I went over and checked the thing and I looked back and it was like a fucking inferno. The whole thing was on fire. Like, and I went over and turned the gas off on the little, on the top. And I was thinking like, all right, fire needs air. So like I'll close because I had it open, but the flames on, you know, at the barbecue open, the flames were going so high, like up into the trees. Wow. And I was like, fuck, I could close this thing. So I closed it and I was thinking like, doesn't that should stop it, right? Like there's no air getting in.
Well, there's usually have that little thing on the side or whatever, right? Or some sort of air intake.
But I watched the temperature gauge on the thing. It went from 400 to 700. And I went up to it again and kind of like opened the lid a little bit. And it was like a concentrated sun. It was like a star inside of just pure hellfire. And I started, I was like, holy shit, how is this going to stop? Like, I don't know what is going to happen right now. So I ran, you know, to the sliding glass thing and my wife was home and I was like, get the fire extinguisher right now. I knew we had one. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I was going to like push it into the pool. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
then your pool goes up in flames. We can't push that pool into another pool. Yeah, okay.
Man, it's a weird feeling when your brain is like, fuck, I have to fix something, you know, like, you have no time to think about it or ask anybody. You're just like, I think I have to stop this fire right now. Otherwise, it's going to blow up.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what I don't know. Like, maybe it wouldn't have. But anyway, I bought this fire extinguisher because when I had my business out of my house, it was like a stupid requirement that you have a fire extinguisher in your house.
Yeah, what a dumb requirement.
I know that they never would have checked. Need. In my business, there's no fires that are going to happen. I wasn't doing like chemical manufacturing inside my house or anything. And I had it for like, 7 years and I didn't even know if it still worked. But anyway, it was all sealed up. Like the pin was in there and everything. And we were trying to get it off and I got it done, got it open and just sprayed the thing and it totally worked and put the whole fire out. But it scared the shit out of me. And I was thinking like, this is what was bothering me the whole rest of the night. And I guess this would be something that could happen in your life in like a lot of different instances. But have you ever had something where you're like, what if I didn't have a fire extinguisher? Like, what the fuck would have happened? Yeah. I have no idea. My brain keeps going through like, well, maybe it would have burned out. Like, maybe
Have burned out eventually. What do you think? That your barbecue would melt or something? What would be the...
I don't know, dude. It was insane.
Well, okay, I've been waiting to say this. Grease fires are no joke, and you don't want to do that. They're insane. I'm glad you didn't pour water on it. Because
I knew that.
Okay, good. Yeah, they get so hot that it loves water. It's like, nom, give me more water. And like it like separates the fucking hydrogen and oxygen molecules.
Its tongue
molecules.
Comes out and starts licking for water. I saw the tongue. And it was like, hey, bro, can I just get a glass? It's kind of hot in here. Can I just get like one glass of water?
We're all thirsty out here. Just give me a little water. Surely you can. Yeah. Man, that's scary.
But yeah, I don't know what would happen. I mean, yeah, I thought about it. I was like, well, yeah, the metal can't catch on fire. So if I just closed the thing, would it have just burned like that for,
years,
a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, dude, the smoke coming out of the top, too, was like a black rolling It was insane amount of smoke. So I know somebody would have been like, you don't,
this
is
not
on?
The way to get rid of grease. I think you've
determined. Yeah, I'm not doing that again. No, that barbecue's done. Like, I'm
oh, really? So what? One. What happened? It's just ruined, or what? Is melted?
Well, I sprayed it with all the thing. It's like all white and stuff. I don't think. I don't
that
know.
Delicious.
I wouldn't think you'd want to eat food on that ever again.
Sounds yummy. I don't know. Yeah.
But mostly it's just all fucked up. Like the body, it's so fucked. It was coated with grease. Like all the grease that could ever be concentrated in a barbecue, which is what made the inferno in the first place. But I kept, that's all I was thinking. I was trying to get my mind to the point of like, it would have been fine. Like it wouldn't have exploded. But I don't know. Like how much, you know, there's the tank of gas underneath. And I was like,
that's
well,
a good point. That could have been a problem.
Yeah, I was like, they probably make those to where you could throw it in a fire.
Yeah, but they also have a sign that says no smoking within 50 feet. And I'm always like, really? That's going to – there's no fucking way a cigarette 20 feet away from that tank, what's it going to fucking do? You can put a cigarette an inch away from your hand and it does nothing.
I guess maybe if there's a leak and there's just like a sitting natural gas leak there, maybe
that's
it would explode.
Probably the answer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. Have you ever? I was just trying to think if there's any other time where I've thought, like, if I didn't have this, I could have just made a huge mistake and burned our house down.
I know there's a lot of things like that that have happened, or at least a few. And I probably just, for my own sanity, just forgot. Or I just forgot because I don't remember things. But I know there have been times where it's like, oh, I would have died if that had or whatever. Or like, you know, you almost get in an accident or you almost do just different things. And it's like, that would have been death. Good thing that didn't happen.
I think that, I don't know. Not that that's not terrible, but I probably had that with an accident. But this one was like, this is 100% my fault. And I would have just, like, if our house had burned down or something.
Yeah, after you're dead, it matters whether or not it was your fault.
No, I would be dead. We would have gotten out, but it was near the fence there. Like, if that fence caught fire, who knows? Like, the other house next to mine, like, who I don't know.
It would have been another fucking fire. That would have been even more smoke.
Yeah,
maybe
no one would have noticed because of the other fires. I would have just been like, I don't know, there's all these fires. It's probably that's what probably
there's
got us.
There's fires everywhere. What are you...
Yeah. Are we going to start nitpicking fires now? Like, there's just everything's fire.
I'm on fire. You're on fire.
I probably, what about all those people that, a lot of people's houses are burned down right now? Like, we're just another, what makes us any different?
Yeah.
Like,
and you know what? Syria sucks too. So,
yeah.
What is, before we're going to point fingers. So,
See, this is why I brought this up because I wanted some good things to think about that would have. That I've already eased my mind now. It would have been fine.
No, that's pretty fucked up. But that's scary. That's scary. No, I'm glad everything's okay.
I was like, would I have pushed it in the pool? I don't know.
Burned
what
your
I should
hands
have done.
Off. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That is a tough one. I mean, and especially, I might have thought to try to disconnect the gas tank, but then you're there when it blows up in your face. So
yeah, that would have been really cool. Close to all the fire.
Yeah, that's not good. I think I think you did exactly the right thing. And by the skin of your teeth, which is for some reason a saying, I think you exactly survived. So that's good.
Yeah, I just don't know why I had a fire. Do you have a fire extinguisher in the house?
No, fuck no.
No,
I'd be
nobody
caught
does.
Dead with a fire extinguisher.
They cost like $20, and they're the most amazing life saving thing that's ever been invented.
Probably
get a nobody
fire
has
extinguisher.
One.
Actually, now that I think about
just buy one.
I'm like, dude, I want to get a fucking big ass one. I want to get one of those ones if I'm going to get one.
Yeah, if you're going to get one.
I'm going to buy one. I want to get one of those fucking silver ones. I don't even want, because there's like the red one, but that's a fucking pedestrian.
Just get a
pedestrian.
Fire truck.
Yeah.
With a hose and everything.
No, but the red little thing, that's a fucking pedestrian.
I know.
That's a peasant fire extinguisher.
They could barely put out a barbecue fire.
I know. I want the big ass silver one. That's like you can't even carry it. It's in fact you can't even use it. It's just hopefully the fire is right next to it, and then that fire better be careful because it's gonna get fucking extinguished.
Yeah, when you shoot the extinguisher, you get knocked back like 10 feet from the sheer force of the.
No, that's a good point. There's certain things that since we have a baby and everything that I've been thinking
babies
about.
Babies catch on fire all the time.
I know. The most flammable substance in the world is babies. It's just basic things like that. Like, maybe I should not let our house burn down. So I might, let me type that in Amazon.
Yeah.
Extinguisher.
I got mine on Amazon 5 years ago, and I think it was like $20.
Why would you get a thing not on Amazon?
Yeah, I know. I just, because it was 6 years ago, like Amazon wasn't as, I wasn't using.
Yeah, yeah, now they've got just fucking loads of fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
Here's one for $280. Jesus. Oh, okay. That's the, no, I found the $20 one. Okay.
That's, yeah, there's one that you can make a fire and put it out over and over again. That one's kind of more for
There's
fun,
one but... where you can go in the fire putting out business. Like it's an industrial.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have stuff or what?
Yeah, go ahead. That's it. I'm just, well, I'll still try to calm down now that I brought that up.
Yeah. Here, I'll calm you down. Okay. I don't know why I said that. I'll calm you down with this delicious comedy. I got to talk about something. This is something important that I can't believe I... Now, maybe you'll say I'm an idiot or something, but there's something I've been thinking about. Now, and it ties in with why I'm miserable today, because I got no fucking sleep. I don't know. This is big. This is big news, so I don't think I brought it up last week because I didn't want to jinx it, but I've played three games of hockey now since Robbie Glantz ruined my fucking life. And I can play actually. I feel great when I'm playing, and then I'm sore as though I have a life-ending injury after I'm playing. No, not that bad, but it's a weird soreness that doesn't feel good on my injury, but I'm able to play, and it's fucking playoffs, so I'm playing. I don't care. I'll play, and then maybe I'll take a break after playoffs or something. But so that's happening. But I'm horribly out of shape, and I'm getting awful fucking sleep after every game now.
Yeah, like, why somehow, is that?
I don't know. Like I just am waking up. I went through a bad phase of waking up in the middle of the night, and as I've covered, or I think I've covered, I cannot fucking go back to sleep when I wake up. I can't. God, it's the worst. I could wake up Lydia every 7 minutes and she wouldn't even notice. I'd be like, ask her something. And, you know, something that's like actually, you know, military level torture of waking somebody. She'd just be like, okay, whatever. I'm awake. I'm asleep. Wouldn't matter. She's incredible. I don't know how she does it. If I wake up, doesn't matter that I slept from 2 to 5:30, maybe. That was what I slept last night, which is hell for me. I can't survive. Ugh. It doesn't matter. I wake up at 5:30 and then I'm done. I can't go back to sleep. I'm ready. Like there's too much. I just think about too many things. So I'm miserable today. I got a little bit of a nap at like 9 or something. I was able to sleep for an hour and a half and then I felt worse. So that was cool. But anyway, what's making me even more miserable is the fact that I have a fucking dentist appointment to go get my teeth drilled today. So that's awesome. Yeah. I'm to the point where I can't do that. Like there's too much misery for one day, but I feel like I should just go. Cause frankly, this dentist office hasn't been as like horrifying as past ones, that we, we've talked about. I'll just go.
Oh God, I have a good dentist story.
Cool. But here's what I need to talk about. This is a critical topic. Okay. Dude. So every time I go, you know, I tell them, yes, I floss every night and I brush every night. And they're always like, you need that second brush. You need to brush twice a day. And I've been like, that's unreasonable. I'm sorry. I can't. That's on you. if you can't make my teeth okay on one brush and floss every night, then I feel like this is too much to expect. But no, I actually did try to start doing the morning brushing because I noticed that I'd gotten a little bit of a stain on one of my teeth, just a little, you know, a little bit of stain somehow. I don't know what from, but I was like, all right, I'll fucking brush the shit on my teeth. But, you know, then while I was there, I grabbed the free samples and there was a free sample mouthwash. Uh-huh. And I was thinking about it, dude, mouthwash.
Yeah.
I have never one time ever had a dentist tell me to use mouthwash ever. Not in any dentist, any place. Huh. And it seems to me that, and maybe this is just the effective advertisements. It seems like you couldn't possibly have a healthy mouth without it. Like it just, when you watch the commercials, you got the computer image of the teeth with like barnacles on them and stuff. Like it's got a fucking plankton and just like this green sludge. And then,
the computer.
The computer animated mouthwash goes in there and that shit just lifts right off. Mm-hmm. It's just gone. Like all the barnacles, everything just disappears and you're left with perfectly white CGI teeth and beautiful pink gums. And when you do it, it also feels like that too. Like You do mouthwash and it's misery. Like, I can't even do it. It hurts so bad. It burns the fuck out of everything in my mouth. And then in my brain, that means like, well, that's good. That just means I had a bunch of fucking barnacles in my mouth. And it and it perfectly heals
death
them.
Hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. And but like, it can't be that important because dentists never ever. I've had 7 different fucking dentists. Not once
just in this last year. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Not once has their question to me been, well, are you using a mouthwash? Have you seen the commercials with the barnacles? Like, of course. They never care. They only care about brushing and flossing.
How many gallons of wash are you going
through? Yeah, yeah. Like, we need up to 4 mouthwashes a day. Like, you know what I mean? It seems like it should matter, you know?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, like a lot of products, I think, I could be wrong, but I assume that the burning is just alcohols to make
it. Yeah, it absolutely is.
It doesn't do much. But I have had a, I don't know about a dentist, but the hygienist has said that before of like,
maybe
yeah,
if
you
your
know,
breath
a little
is
mouthwash
really bad.
In there. But it wasn't like you should be mouthwashing. It was like, yeah. I don't know, try a mouthwash or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
It.
It's weird to me because it doesn't seem like the mouthwash would work. Like, it, I don't know. In my mind, it feels like, yeah, when you're doing the mouthwash and it's burning the shit out of your mouth, that's doing something for then. But then like 2 seconds later, all the germs are like, all right, we're back. Like, yeah. It doesn't seem like it would, you know, like you don't really want to.
We're back.
Yeah, they just come back out again right away. Like, whereas with brushing and flossing, you're actually stopping stuff from being stuck, like harder things stuck
on
your teeth.
Well, but I feel like the mouthwash could also do that. It doesn't seem unreasonable to think that the mouthwash, you know, because you swish that shit around. It feels like it's getting some good corners and crevices and nooks and crannies that maybe the brush doesn't get. I don't know. I could imagine.
Do you have a new mouthwash sponsor or something? On your other show. It's fine if you do. I just want to know.
I would. See, that's the thing. I would love a mouthwash sponsor. I would sell the fuck out of that. Because it seems like it should be the best. It seems like that should be step one of mouth care. Like, it just. Again, it must be just the great advertising. It should be, okay, step one, are you mouthwashing every day? And then if that's not working, okay, maybe do the stupid fucking floss or whatever. But that's nonsense. You know,
it would play well on the radio too, because you could do the actual mouthwashing, you know, like right next to the microphone.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Make like the sound
and do a bunch of like smacking noises.
Yeah, my I could do my version, which is
yeah,
a
bunch of bang
tap out. Yeah. Yeah, God, it hurts so fucking bad.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Oh man. Anyway, I seriously. I don't get it. There must be false advertising because they never talk about it.
Yeah, I have a big thing of Listerine under the sink and I look at it and I go, nah, I don't want to burn my fucking mouth out right now.
You know what I did notice, though, is that my tongue looked a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, because I brush my tongue, but I feel like I don't.
In photographs and stuff.
Yeah. I was getting a lot of compliments. Like, whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
Like anyone
tongue
ever
looking
sees
good
your tongue.
Today. Yeah. Having a good tongue day, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do to your tongue? Yeah. Oh my God. Sorry. I know we haven't seen each other for a while.
Kind of a personal
we got a lot of
question,
stuff to catch
yeah,
up on, but wow.
Are you on a tongue diet? Yeah. no, but seriously, like I brush my tongue, but I feel like I don't brush my tongue. Like I don't really spend that. I check the box of like, okay, I brush my tongue. But I think the mouthwash does make it look tongue color rather than whatever fucking horrific coffee/whiskey-stained nonsense tongue thing that I normally have. But anyway, what's your dentist thing?
Oh, well, I had a dentist appointment. Has it been a couple weeks ago? Whatever. No, maybe it was a week. Whatever. Doesn't matter. And I've gone to the same dentist up here for 5 years or so, and I really like him. And his sister is the main dental hygienist. So I don't know why I said that, but they're like, you know, I don't know. I just kind of know them and got really comfortable with with them. And, you know, they nag me about whatever, but, you know, just get used to that. It's funny. I know we've brought up our childhood dentist before, but it's still a fear because he would not, you know, he would make you feel really bad or like yell at you about stuff basically.
Well, also there's the physical torture.
Yeah, you afterwards. So I still have that feeling, but I went in and I was just about to go on this trip and, you know, my hands fucked up. And so I was kind of anxious anyway. And I know like, you know, I was just probably like feeling a little riled up anyway, but I was sitting in the waiting room and I'm here, whatever. I got 10 o'clock and this gorgeous, like, you know, our age woman walked by, and I was like, oh man, please don't let that be my, you know, the hygienist for me today. Like, I just
too much.
I don't need that. Like, almost any other place I'd be happy to be to talk to a woman that was that good looking or what in anything, except for at the dentist. Except for the person who's looking in my mouth and up my nose holes, you know,
just boogers like
unibrow. My mustache is like going into. I haven't shaved, so my mustache is going into my mouth, and it's just disgusting. And red bloody boogers coming out of my. And so of course, you know, it's like, oh, and I was like, fuck, and then. I was just all frazzled. Like, I just was like, oh, I was not prepared for this. I was just used to my comfortable old sister of the dentist who...
You would have come in a suit.
And, yeah. I would have showered. There's so many things I would have... No, I showered. But I just... I was in a rush, and I didn't do my usual 3 days of, like, hardcore, you know, twice-a-day flossing, water-picking, Listerine. You know, I usually do that just to try to make up for the... slacking.
Yeah.
So you I was already cram, like, oh, I'm going to get yelled
at. For the exam. Yeah, like it.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
get all your tooth care, months worth of tooth care in.
Yeah, exactly. So I sat down and she, do they do it at yours now where they give you the blood pressure test?
Yeah, I don't need that. Just stop with that. I'm tired of it. Because it's my, guess what? Did I talk about that? I think I talked about this.
Yeah, you had your high blood pressure.
No, I didn't. I thought I did because the fucking dentist doesn't have a really accurate one. And so it's all meaningless. So stop fucking doing it anyway.
Yeah. Mine has been fine. You know, like 120 something over 70, 80-ish lately. You know, I just went a couple times for when I broke my hand. It was fine. Mm. And so she did my thing and it was like... It was like 160 over 95. Like, I was legally dead.
It just read like hearts on it. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It was just obvious that I was like, you know, uncomfortable because she was so good looking.
She put the little bracelet on your boner. So that was part of.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. That was your arm.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no. And then she goes, oh, well, I said, I don't know. Yeah, my blood pressure's not usually that high. And she goes, oh, well, that one's, let me try this other one. And it was like exactly the same, of course. And I was like, yeah, sorry. I don't know. I'm just nervous or something. And she was like laughing, you know, I was like, oh God. Yeah. But, so then, you know, she's working on my teeth and all that. And it was fine. I didn't have any cavities, thankfully. I don't know, whatever. I tried to recover and like, cause I was sitting there like, well, this is a really good looking woman. And, you know, I've got jokes. Like, I could make... That's the only thing I really do is try to make hot girls laugh. It's the funnest thing on earth to try and do. So I got her to laugh a couple times, and I came out of it okay. But I did have probably stroke, you know, it's close to having a stroke based on my blood pressure. But the main thing is I was going to say is just that, that's the one place I don't really need to have an attractive woman.
There are certain settings where it's rare. It's very rare. There's certain settings where I go, you know what? I'm going to try to not behave in any way as though it matters that this really hot girl is around. It's very rare.
Yeah.
But like,
let's try it.
It's weird. Hard. It's such a weird thing, but it's like, I feel like girls do that. Like, girls can just behave like, oh, I'm not in a mode of trying to be like, you know, pick up on anyone or do anything. Well, it's like, I don't have that mode ever. Like, if there's an attractive girl, you can't help. For me, anyway, it's like, you always going to notice. You're not just in a not that mood kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I was, like, forcing it exactly, but...
No, I know. But it's like,
it was like
you're
they were playing
not thinking about it.
Just an example. Like, I was really quiet for the longest time because I was like, I don't know, what am I, you know?
Yeah.
I just was, it was more like, you know, it was also, what's the word, like... overcompensating a little bit for my haggard appearance. You know, I was trying to be like, I'm not this shitty, like, all the time. So I need to make up for it with some charm, you know, like, try to, you know what I'm trying to say? It was like, the only jokes I made was the music, you know, is usually, like, terrible. But it was this weird mix of, like, there'd be a harder rock song, and then there'd be, like, a 70s song. And it was a weird mix of music. And at one point, Sweet Caroline, you know that song. Yeah,
of course.
Or whatever it is. that came on and I was like, I've never heard, I just said something about like, I don't think I've ever heard the song in a dentist office. Like, and how am I supposed to sit still right now when this song is on? She laughed at that. But yeah, I don't know. I was going to say the reason why women don't do that probably is like the, you know, it's like the Louis C.K. joke of just like, it's any man, you're like, this man's the most threatening thing, you know, the most threatening creature that exists on earth. So you don't want to ever. I think any woman mostly wants to get out of a situation with any man of just like not getting, feeling like they could be, you know, attacked or whatever. So you just, you're very.
Also, they're just able to be like, well, I'm a dental hygienist right now.
Maybe.
Whereas I feel like men are always men first.
Yeah.
Anything else later. Look, the evidence backs me the fuck up. Every single politician of all time is a man first, and a, you know, every male politician is busted for whatever, you know, doing fucking everything. It's whatever. Anyway, oh man, what was I gonna say? Yeah, no, I think that's it for the dentist. I got, man, we
don't have
much time.
For the dentist, God.
Yeah,
I'm done with it.
Done with this. I have to be at the dentist in less than an hour.
My God, can't even believe you're doing this.
I'm
right
just
now.
Killing myself. It's not worth it. I'm just fucking done.
Just here's what you should do: go in there, walk in, and do the thing where you, you know, put your lip over your teeth like you don't have teeth anymore. And maybe
news,
they'll just
guys.
Go, oh no, sorry, you can't, you don't have any teeth, you can't be in here. Be
like, I'm one of those no teeth people.
It's yeah, like, I don't know what happened.
I know my upper lip looks different than my lower lip, but I promise you, yeah.
Just keep talk like that. I had teeth yesterday. And, I don't know. Anyway, like I won't be needing this place anymore.
God, I might ask him about mouthwash. Oh no, I know what I was gonna say. I mean, this is a joke made 1,000 times, but just the fucking talking to you thing, you know,
yeah,
it's just
hard.
First off, every time I go in now, I get roped into the fucking podcast talk. I can't not like, because this dentist office is like pretty awesome and they keep track of things. And there'll be some fucking note someone made 2 years ago that like this asshole has a podcast. And so or sometimes someone will just ask me because I seem to get a different dentist every time. I don't know why there's a lot of turnover. Mm. But someone will just ask me, oh, what do you do? And then I have to be like, oh, fuck, do I have to do this? You know?
Yeah.
And then the worst is when they'll fucking, God, the last time she was working, like she was doing the shit because it was a cleaning. And then she'd ask me something. She'd have to, she'd pull the stuff out for me to respond. And I'm like, I want nothing that prolongs this. Please don't, you know, like don't talk to, just do the fastest possible. Get this the fuck over. I don't, there's no, you know, conversation that we're not, neither of us is getting anything out of this fucking conversation is what I'm trying to say. God. So
yeah, I was going to say for most of us when we sit down and they go, hey, you host any good podcasts lately? And we just say no. And then they're on to the next question. It sucks.
Yeah,
standard, you actually have to like, you're like, yeah, damn.
Yeah. It's weird that that's a standard dental
question.
Yeah. It's
the first question. How often do you brush and floss? Do you host any good podcasts?
What's your podcast? I hate it. God, I hate it.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know why that is. I don't ever want to talk about it, ever.
I know. There's my thing's the same. I don't talk about it on here. Every time
people,
I have to talk about my thing, I'm like, I don't want to go through this again. I just don't. We were at the Easter or whatever that was, and it was our sister's future husband. And if there's anybody who I would feel like, all right, I have to one more time talk about what I do. And I just do it. I wouldn't do it. I was like, can you just tell
time.
Him? I don't want. I won't do it. Awesome. I don't know why. It gets so old. Because both of our things, you can't say what you do and then have people go, oh, cool. Like, they're just going to ask questions.
I think mine's worse. Well, that's close. I think mine's worse because mine involves, like, a sales job like mine.
Yeah.
In order to tell people it's hard to describe, but it's almost as though when I say I'm a podcaster, it's almost like people are hearing, oh, well I'm in between jobs or, oh, I'm, you know, I'm trying to think the equivalent. Like I'm something
driver.
That normally doesn't make any fucking money and is a stupid fucking job. But then I'd have to be like, no, well it's actually, I'm successful at, you know, cause everyone has a fucking podcast and I have no interest in selling people on anything. And and some people have the tone of like they expect me to get them to listen to it. You know, like some people ask with that tone and I don't care. Like I have no interest in trying to get anybody to listen to the show. I really don't. Especially random dentists. I don't I don't care. So I just can't even talk about it. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, you're right. My thing, if I tell people what I do, they're not thinking that I have some job that makes no money either.
Well, both of us have bewildering
careers where people think, oh, I'm sorry that you make $20,000 a year.
Yeah. God, I got to talk about this other thing. Okay. Man, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know if this is that funny, but something... So
you're laughing, so it might
people
be
should know, you know, that we're big oldies fans and fucking oldies rule. There's one that I just think about from time to time. I'm sure you have that too. It's just like I'll just think about an oldie from time to time. I just pop into my head, you know, because they're fucking awesome and we grew up on them. And there's one that
mostly
popped
when
up
I'm sweating to the oldies, but anyways.
There's one that popped up that I'll play a portion of it and then there's some things I have to say about it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I hear something saying.
No, it's not coming in. This is a long intro.
Yeah, when does it start?
2 minute song.
You know. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying.
Yeah, I fucking love this song.
Man,
it's
this
the catchiest.
Voice is so good.
Yeah, it's so good. It's cat. I love the harmonies on it. I love this song. And then that's the whole song, by the way.
Yeah.
And then the end. It's even worse. Let me play the end, actually. Let me play like the last 30 seconds or so. Check this shit out. Or maybe 20. Let's see if this works.
My work is so hard. Give me water. I'm thirsty. My work is so hard. Whoa, my.
What is this fucking song? God, I remember when I was a kid and I heard this. I was like, oh, what? Like... I just try to imagine the pitch for this song. Like, okay, I got a Mr. Studio Guy. I got a song, and it's about people, miserable people working who are chained together. I guess are prisoners or something. You know, the guy must have been like, okay, so what's the story? They escape or the no? Okay, is there like a love interest? Is there a love angle on it? Like, oh, I chain gang, but I'm gonna get back home to my no.
Yeah.
Okay, the whole song is just, we're working for a chain gang, we're fucking miserable. And furthermore, we're dying of thirst.
We don't like, have we actually, basic human needs.
Yeah, we can't even, our human rights are being violated.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a catchy tune. Like, what is this song? I don't even want to look it up. I'd rather not know for now.
Who's the artist?
Sam Cooke.
Yeah, Sam.
That's so good. God.
His voice is amazing.
Some of those voices back then. Fuck yeah. You know his voice is, God.
That's like the worst recording times too. It's like it still sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was today's recordings.
I don't know. There's part of me that always wonders, is there a certain charm that the hollow recording has that you just can't recreate now?
Maybe.
Or I mean you could, but like it just doesn't sound as I don't know, authentic or something. I don't know, maybe that's nothing, but it just sometimes I wonder, you know, if it was like really good quality, would I just be like, "Yeah, sounds manufactured."
Yeah.
You know, because you know there's no fucking pitch correction on this. There's no anything. This guy was just awesome.
It's but, like one take. They don't.
Yeah.
I don't even think they could do.
Furthermore, there's an actual chain gang in this team that they had to do that little pickaxe sound.
Could they even do like different parts together? It was like the whole band just performs the
back
thing.
Then I would say no. I mean, eventually they did.
Yeah.
But like that early, I don't think so. They probably had to just do
it. I wonder if people know that. Does everyone know that? That like. I'm now sure. You just record like each part and then copy it and fix everything and
try it 70,000 times. Also, you don't even need to try multiple. Nowadays, the computer just fixes everything. Like doesn't even matter.
There's all presets for everything.
Yeah.
But yeah. Back in the early days of recording, they just had a band in a room. Everybody just performs the song and that's it. Or they, you know, they do it.
I'm
a
sure
bunch
people
of times
know that,
till,
but
like,
yeah, it's still
take.
Incredible. You know, whose voice I love is freaking first off. His name is amazing. It's best. And his voice rules, which is Smokey Robinson.
Oh, yeah, he has a good
fucking
voice.
Smokey. Why does nobody have an amazing name anymore? Everybody back then had a Smokey Robinson.
Chubby Checker, Smokey Robinson. Yeah.
Elvis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
oh, my God.
No one has that.
Yeah, I saw Elvis this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I should have probably led with that. Fucking Elvis. Well, I saw Elvis and the Beatles. And it was interesting. Oh, yeah, I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And did you see the pictures I posted?
Some of them, yeah. Some, yeah. I think.
I just didn't know if this is the first, if I told you that or not. But it was funny because there's sections, you know, they have like different towns. It's a big ass place. But it's not like you start and it's, well, it is kind of like that. You start with like the beginning, some of the beginning of rock and roll stuff. And then you go in, and then there's these displays of like band setups of like a full,
oh, cool,
you know, thing. They're pretty cool. And
is Rush but, actually in there playing?
Yeah, no. Not in there, but like their instruments the are like staged.
Set. I feel like the Rush drum set has to be a part of it.
No? I don't think it was in. I didn't see it in there. They
We're
had another
get exhibit. I don't want to like, tell you how to do your museum-y job, but
yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they couldn't fit it in there. Yeah. They had the Kiss. I mean, Kiss sucks, but they had the Kiss drummer set up in there. That's the only drums I really remember. But what I was going to say is certain sections you'd have like on the right side would be well, the left side was the Beatles, like this giant Beatles wall of all these different, like John Lennon's passport and all. It's fucking awesome. And then on the right side was the Rolling Stones wall. Didn't even look at it.
Nah.
Didn't even fucking look at it. There was a lot of sections like that where it was like, oh, I don't fucking care about the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even look at it. Just funny because I don't know if other people, most people are like, oh, here's the Rolling Stones. I'm looking, oh, here's the Beatles. I'm looking at this. But a real true Beatles fan and that knows the Rolling Stones are nowhere near as good. Don't even look at it. Didn't even acknowledge it as being there. Fucking Rolling Stones.
So. Yeah, they're so overrated. I mean, they've got three good songs or so, but they're not, they're just, all they did was exist and be cool forever. Yeah. They're not that good. They're not
wrote
that
three
good.
Songs.
Yeah. God. The riffs are okay, but the one song will be a riff the whole time.
They're not did just you know? Not, for me, they're not just not good. They're annoying to listen to. Yeah. I don't want to listen to their songs. His voice is annoying. Their style is all, it's not, they're not songs that are written to be likable. I don't know. They're like, we can make our song sound shitty and it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bam, bam, ba-na-na.
Oh, God.
That's a great, fantastic riff. Bam, bam, ba-na-na, now. Bam, bam, ba-na-na.
I can't get no. It doesn't even have a.
Yeah.
It's not like it's that with interesting melodies, too. The melody singing is nothing.
No.
It's two annoying, nothing repeating melodies.
Yep. Worst. We're losing all our listeners, but that's okay. There's certain opinions.
Shit sucks.
Can't shy away from. Yeah.
They have, like you said, they have like three good songs. They have some songs that are okay. They're pretty good, but yeah, anyway, it was pretty cool. They did have one of Elvis's suits, and they had Michael Jackson's glove, which was awesome. And some of the stuff was really cool.
His baseball glove that he played.
Yeah, his little league mitt. Pretty good. Yeah, he threw out like four base runners with this mitt in 1971.
Yeah, before he quit forever to play music.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty funny if you did a whole like sales job of like, we've got Michael Jackson's glove.
Yeah,
they just had some stupid kids like baseball glove,
or just a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with all kinds of totally unrelated memorabilia. Like,
that'd be a good museum, is unrelated memorabilia. Yeah,
yeah.
Be funny.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Well, I have to go kill myself or go to the dentist, and I haven't decided which yet. So
yikes.
I actually got to go. But that's the sound of a man. Yeah. Sam Cooke's got to write a song about how fucking miserable I am going to the dentist.
So cool how he controls the volume of his. It's like it's not just the pitch, it's like this weird volume stuff he does that's impossible.
Yeah.
It's like all swelly kind of.
Yeah. Cool. God, it's so good. I fucking love that song. And then Lydia was like looking him up, I think. I'm pretty sure it was.
Is that the one his dad shot him or whatever?
One of them died when they were like 26 or something. One of those two guys.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's,
God. How are
those guys
people
dad
like
killed.
That? God, there's so many of them. There's especially,
young.
You know, the guy who died in the plane. Just like
Buddy Holly.
1,000,000,000,000,000 awesome songs at age 23 and then died or something.
It's
crazy. Of course, I'm talking about the Big Bopper.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Bud E. Holly.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly.
Bud E. Holly. Oh, my God. That
Buddy
was fun.
Holly's
I'm
like.
I'm a little bit cheered up and gonna go get my fucking teeth drilled.
Do you love Buddy Holly?
Never ends. By the way. I've had more fillings than I have teeth at this point. They're redoing some of my old fillings. Did you know this? Did I tell you this?
No, you're not hearing me, I guess.
Oh, no, I'm not hearing you. What's up?
No, nothing. Go ahead. I was just saying, do you love Buddy Holly?
Do I love Buddy Holly? What do you mean?
Buddy Holly songs. Do you think they're, like, really good?
I think Buddy Holly is pretty fucking good, yeah.
Yeah. I never really loved him. His songs. They're good, but not, like, they're not...
I think there's an element of it that, A, he was 12 years old and wrote 75 of amazing hits. Yeah, they're not, like, mind-blowing...
Not like but Beach Boys and
he Beatles. Also started it. Like, you know, he was like pretty early on.
No, I love him. I mean, I like him. I like him.
I'm not in like with him. Yeah. Hold on.
No, I don't think like fuck Buddy Holly. Wow. Like with the Beach Boys and Beatles and I don't know who else, but he's like a step below that.
It's more like, well, yeah, but could you imagine had he gotten to live another 10 years?
I don't know.
Who knows?
True.
Dude, here's one I fucking love.
This is Buddy Holly.
Every day, it's
cool.
A getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster.
I don't know. I just love it. Yeah, I agree. Like it's not, I don't listen to it and have like a profound emotional experience, but it's like, it's just really awesome that he wrote so many good songs in 10 minutes in the 50s or whatever the hell. Awesome.
I remember, I know you have to go, but I remember a play I saw and did you see that play?
Forever Columbia? Platt.
Yeah.
No. Is that what you were talking about?
I don't know. It was a Buddy Holly play, so probably. But
I don't. Oh well, that I don't. It's not Buddy Holly, but that's the one that I swear we both saw. I think it's a fictional group.
Was Buddy Holly in there? Buddy.
No.
Well, that's what it was. The one I saw. I think it had the whole crash and all that stuff.
I swear you also saw Forever Plaid, but it's here. Let me.
Anyway, it was awesome.
Yeah. Let's see.
That's one of the most enjoyable play-going experiences I've had because I wasn't that into it. And at the end, they did this long, like, singing thing that lasted forever. And usually when it goes on forever, you're like, all right, yeah, okay. But it was awesome. It kept going. And I was like, this is getting even better. I can't, you know, it's hard to explain, but it was a long time ago. Forever Plaid.
I swear, so that's the one I saw that I swear my memory is that you also had seen it. It has nothing to do with Buddy Holly. It's like, I mean, it's about a group and I think they get in a car crash, right? Or something like that.
I saw that. I don't remember.
What?
I saw that.
Well, what else would you be talking about?
I don't know. Something in Columbia, like 100 years ago.
It was Forever Plaid. I'm almost positive.
All right. I swear they sang Buddy Holly songs.
No, it's just related. Like it's kind of like Buddy Holly in a way, but it's. Well, I don't know if you find what you think it was, but I think your memory might just be a little off.
Maybe.
But now anyway,
it was 20
gotta,
years ago, so
I gotta go kill myself. I don't know. I don't know why I'm wasting my time with it. I mean, let me know before I kill myself, like if you know if I was right or not, just for fun. But
I'll tell you what, I can prove.
Just
it
let me know if I was right. Don't tell me if I was wrong.
Okay.
And then I'll go to the goddamn dentist. All right, we gotta go. Right. Thanks so much for listening. See you guys next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.